This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Kick this segment off and go with Forrest. Hi, Forrest. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. I have diabetes and cephalia, which stems from the brain or the kidneys, and I have the kind from the kidneys. I'm on a 2,000 milligram diet, salt diet, but here at the nursing home I am in, here in Cincinnati, they do their best, but they can't keep everything low sodium.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you heard of it.
Well, yeah, I've definitely heard of that, and I know you get keep your sodium, you know, to two. You said 2,000 milligrams, I believe, or under. But I would be more concerned
under
2,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm more concerned than the sodium. I'd be more concerned about the foods that you're eating every single day. So the things
you
need
to speak up, please.
Well, I'd be more concerned about the foods that you're eating every single day, and the foods that you're eating that I would really be concerned with would be, you know, making sure that you're avoiding processed foods, because processed foods, especially foods that contain a lot of sugar and grains and that sort of thing, you want to make sure you stay away from. And I would also make sure you're staying away from cow's milk, dairy, and any of the breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, that kind of thing. You want to stay away from those. In dealing with diabetes in any form, any fashion, you want to make sure that you're giving your body the right kind of nutrition. Now, being in a nursing home, I know that can be a challenge, but I would, you know, talk with the people in charge of your food and things of that nature that, you know, you're eating a certain way now. And I would stay away from any of the breads, pasta, cereals, crackers. I'd stay away from fruit juices. You want to stay away from anything that can adversely affect your blood sugar levels. You want to keep them as steady as possible. Every meal should contain plenty of things that would have protein, good lean quality proteins in them. The low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, the healthy fats, the omega 3, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. You want to have plenty of those because, see, the proteins and the fats will keep your blood sugar level and normal, and it'll help regulate that. Now, there's several things you can also do for the pancreas to help out, and there's some things you can do with sodium that I would recommend that you do too that I think would be helpful. Just to get your body back into balance. But to help your pancreas and what will support them, there's some minerals you can take. Ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. All four of those are wonderful in helping your body's pancreas function much better. And then also, you know, along with that, with sodium levels, you can also look into strengthening the adrenal glands. Remember, the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And when the adrenal glands get weak, a lot of things in the body get weak. But sodium and potassium, the regulation of both of those which are the opposite of each other. If sodium goes low, typically potassium will go up, and vice versa. So you want to make sure you're regulating those, and by doing that, you can drink celery juice about 8 ounces a day, and that can help out quite a bit in that area. So just follow that. Make sure you're following the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Anytime you're dealing with most health challenges, such as diabetes, and even diabetes insipidus in Europe, it will help out tremendously. Every good health program or health plan is built on a good foundation. We are what we eat, just like my grandma taught me. Whether you're in a nursing home or not, it doesn't matter. You can get the nutrition. If you tell them that you have to eat a certain way, they should be able to accommodate you, especially, you know, by just taking out the breads, pastas, and cereals, the potatoes, and the rice, and get you more on fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrate sources. Plenty of protein and plenty of the good healthy fats will get you where you need to be, okay? Thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health, give us a call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Lewis. Hi, Lewis. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How are you?
I'm living well, Lewis. What's up?
I heard about a friend, a lady friend. She's having a very lightheaded problem, developed a bad case of vertigo. One time we went to a cruise, came back for weeks and weeks, and she could not work. And the most serious problem is she's having this headache on the bottom of her head, next to the ear, on the right side.
Okay.
I need to put pressure on it, put a lot of pressure on it to relieve some of the pressure, and I have no idea. Maybe some kind of deficiency of minerals or vitamins, I don't know.
So she has pressure and a headache on the back side of her head, underneath her ear, on the right side.
Next to the ear, on the bottom of her head, beginning of the neck area.
The
tender part, but... You know, and I touching it probably very soft, but for her it's very hard.
Yeah, what you need to do?
I put a lot of pressure on it, and she feel. I asked her, but it hurt. You know, harder. You know, she asked me to push it harder.
Yeah, well, she's doing that because the neck muscles actually attach to that area. That's called the mastoid process on the back of the skull. It's a little pointy part on the back of the skull, just beneath the earlobe, right around the back side of the head. And that's where the neck muscle is attached to. And it can be very painful if the occiput, which is the base of the skull, is not sitting squarely on the top of the spine, which is C1, C2 area. It's first cervical bone, the second cervical bone. If it's not sitting well in that area, it can cause spasm in the muscle in the occipital area, and have them work on that area because probably the bones have shifted. They need to be moved back where they need to be. There's all different kinds of techniques to do it. It can be done very gently, and she can get a lot of relief out of that, and it can put it back where it needs to go. Pretty simple procedure and techniques. They can do some tests to make sure exactly where those bones have moved to, and if any muscular involvement or ligament involvement or tendon involvement is a part of that process, and they can take good care of her in that area. Now, if she's having headaches in that area, though, I would consider the fact that she could be low in choline, acetylcholine, that is, which is a neurotransmitter. So phosphatidylcholine you can pick up at any health food store, and she can take about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams before bed. It'll build up her acetylcholine levels and help those headaches diminish. Make sure she's not drinking coffee because coffee can throw off her acetylcholine levels. She can do green tea or herbal mate tea in the mornings or throughout the day, but stay away from coffee because it can throw that whole cycle off. I hope that helps. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Diagnosing hope one caller at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's hope to get your health back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding. Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Doc, I like the music you play while I'm on hold. I got a couple of questions to ask you. I'm a 42-year-old male in fair health. Lately, I've been having problems with my digits on my hand. I have a sharp pain in my fingers in them, and I could thump them on something. My son can grab my hand. Somebody could grab my hand. And when they grab the tips of them, it's just excruciating pain.
Okay. Well, and you're wanting to know what that is. Have you been to see anyone regarding this?
No, I haven't.
All right. I would definitely do that. It sounds like, you know, some form of arthritis is kicking in. But I can tell you some things to do until you get to that point. I would go see a doctor, maybe your primary care physician on that. But probably what's happening is you've got a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. And just so you know, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all these kind of genre of labels that are put on people, it's nothing more than inflammation in the digestion. You start working on clearing out inflammation in your digestive tract, and you'll see a huge difference all throughout your body, whether it's your fingers, your toes, your shoulders, your hips, whatever it might be. So, I mean, what does a day in the life of James look like? What do you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Give me what did you have today?
I'm over-the-road truck driver, so it's whatever I can eat, whenever I can eat. I should also tell you that I have NF1, so I don't know if that is a symptom I need to... I can see a neurologist regularly on that stuff. But it's my diet's pretty much whatever I can, whenever I can eat, you know. And I don't have a regular schedule.
Yeah. Well, being on the road, I know that's a challenge. I've got a lot of truck drivers that call in, obviously, on the show, and I've got a lot of truck drivers that, you know, are patients at our wellness clinic. So, I mean, it's one of those deals that, you know, you have to just make some decisions to really want to start eating well and making, you know, some cognizant effort to, you know, begin packing your food and, you know, carrying things with you. A lot of guys, you know, have refrigerators and coolers they keep, you know, inside the truck. So you just plan ahead, and you have to eat foods that reduce inflammation from the body. Now, the pains that you're getting in your fingers, it sounds like early stages of, you know, some form of arthritis or even issues with fibromyalgia possibility, but it's probably more arthritis. But so you just want to start focusing on getting rid of that inflammation. So just follow that. Just get a book, copy of my book, Empower Your Health, and start following the anti-inflammatory diet. You can do the foundational four that's in there. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food. Cod liver oil to give you your omega-3s, your vitamin A and vitamin D. I'll do at least a tablespoon a day of that, maybe even two. And then go with probiotics, 2 to 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 2 to 4 in the evening on an empty stomach to help put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. You know, the cod liver oil, I would definitely, you know, like I said, stick with that, a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon at night. I would get your vitamin D levels checked. And there's been a lot of research recently on vitamin D, on joint aches and pains and the possibility of arthritis. And you know, you want to keep your vitamin D levels up. You want to keep them between 70 and 90 on a blood test. And you just want to get with your physician, check with them. They'll run a simple test, not hard at all, to keep those numbers up. Vitamin D, like I said, is in cod liver oil, but it's also in vitamin D3. You can take it as a supplement and do very well with it. So that's what I would do. Get started, be proactive, begin changing the way that you eat. Can't live haphazard. You can't just leave it to the wind and just be on the road, eat whatever you want, go to a truck stop, grab a candy bar here. When you're hungry, you'll grab a greasy meal at, you know, a little diner. You just can't live like that. Those days are over. You got a wife, You've got kids. You've got people depending on you. And, you know, and I'm not trying to drill you into the ground. I'm just trying to encourage you, really, that it's just, you know, from guy to guy, it's one of those things that you've got to make some changes. Have to. In order to get your health back, in order to live the way you were designed to live, you have to make some radical changes in your life. That is a warning sign. When your body starts hurting or aching and something weird starts poking its head out, it's the body telling you that it's either not getting something that it needs, you're doing something wrong, or one of the lifestyle choices or several of them are not where they need to be. So we just got to back up and punt a little bit and get your body functioning the way it was designed to. Not difficult, not hard to do. And that's what we're here for, call each and every night, to help walk you through that process. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Sheila from Tampa, Florida writes, I've been struggling with low energy levels. My doctor recently diagnosed me with high blood pressure, started taking medication. It's been running about 155 over 65. What can I do? I don't want to take medication forever. Well, pretty simple, Sheila. When you're looking at blood pressure issues, you have to look at what your body's missing. A lot of times with blood pressure, there's a genetic component, but it's not everything. Genetics are about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. You have to look at what your body's not getting. You want to start following the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And you want to start taking several things, such as L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those are amino acids, and they work very well in helping to stabilize blood pressure. Potassium iodide, which helps stabilize blood pressure as well. It's a liquid version of potassium, very good for these kinds of issues. NADH, an activated version of niacin, which is vitamin B3, very important to be taking when you're dealing with blood pressure-related issues. But there's nothing more important, I think, than getting your diet right. Things that, you know, getting rid of the processed foods, cow's milk, dairy, wheat products, and also the mini trampoline. You know, they've done study after study to show that jumping on the mini trampoline pumps the lymphatic system, helps get rid of toxins from the body, but it also helps lower that blood pressure, which will help you out tremendously. Thanks for the email. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give us a call at 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Diagnosing hope one caller at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today, folks, are diet and lifestyle related. It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Radical changes equal radical results with our health. All we have to do is have a mindset change, and you can have a radical change and live the life you were designed to live with your health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4. Estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion.
region is all a hoax.
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This hour, we talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. You can also go online, send a short and easy-to-read email. I'll do my best to make it part of the show. Empowering your health, empowering your life. That's what this show is all about. Kick the segment off and go with Ron. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Actually, I've got two questions. One is, I work out regularly. If not every day, every other day. I eat a well-balanced meal, that type of thing. And I'm having problems with my left kneecap. My knees pop all the time when I squat and get back up, but my left kneecap seems to be a little weak sometimes. It gives a little bit. It doesn't make me fall or nothing, but it gives just a little bit. And my second question is, My mother is in a nursing home, and she's been in a nursing home for about 5 years, and she's got a feeding tube, and she's like 82 years old, and a lot of fluid has built up all over her body, and I just wonder if that's a result of maybe her liver is going down or something, or what can be done with fluid all over the body.
Well, the fluid all over the body, there's several things that could be causing that. What I would look at is she's using a feeding tube. A lot of times excess sodium can build up and cause the retention, but also a vitamin B3 deficiency, which is very common, especially when people get on more of the cycle of using feeding tubes. The B vitamins are one of the main ones to get deficient first and foremost. If B3 gets deficient, which is nice, and the best version to give her, and you want to talk to the people at the nursing home, but you want to give her NADH. NADH is an activated version of vitamin B3, and that can help out. You want to have them check her sodium and potassium levels. A lot of times, if those minerals get off, if sodium potassium gets off, and meaning off balance, and mm-hmm. through the foods that she's eating, that can cause some fluid retention as well. But, you know, I would think that they would keep that monitored. Is she getting regularly checked? I mean, are they doing blood work on her on a regular basis? How well are they monitoring her?
They definitely monitor pretty well. The family, one of the family members is there with her every day, if not twice a day. And we have to really stay on to the nursing home to stay on top of her, check her for this, check her for that. You know, and it's supposed to be one of the best nursing homes in the city of Columbia there. And different things have happened over the past that they can't explain. Like that one of the family members last week came in and there was blood on the sheets by her feet. And when my sister uncovered the sheets, it looked like her toes had been bleeding or something. Mm-hmm. You know, and like the staff at the nursing home didn't catch that, in which they check her regularly to see if she's wet or whatever, you know.
Right.
But it took a family member to bring that to their attention. You know, it's little things, and like this week, her feeding tube actually came out.
Mm.
And we had to take her to the hospital and have it, inserted back in. And it wasn't that... actually, they caught that when the tube came
out.
Yeah,
I hope so.
That's not the first time that it has came out. Family members have came in and the tube was out. You know, and it's just kind of a rough situation there. It really is.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch any family member, but especially your mother, go through that process. It's very painful.
Yes.
It's hard to watch that. Yeah, I completely understand. I would just make sure that... For right now, I mean, being that she's in a feeding tube, I would make sure that she's getting a good whole food multivitamin. Make sure that you can get liquid versions of that at health food stores and just go and pick up a good whole food multivitamin. Make sure she's getting digestive enzymes with the foods that they're putting inside the tube. They can do that in a liquid or a powdered form. Probiotics, she needs that. These are the four basic things that she needs, called the foundational four. But the probiotics would be important as well for her to get. And if she can handle cod liver oil, talk with them. You know, they make it in the actual oil form so they could put it in with a feeding tube and it could go in with her other nutrients that she's taking. That'll give her the omega-3 fatty acids that her body needs. You know, a lot of times when you go to the feeding tube, just the nutrition that they're putting in her is not that great. What it used to be, you have to make sure that she's getting, you know, the right kinds of nutrients. And omega-3 fatty acids are going to be important for her. You know, make sure that she's not using any kind of anything with aluminum in it. So an underarm deodorant, or she's not drinking out of aluminum cans. Make sure they know that at the nursing home, not to give her those things, because a buildup of aluminum in the body can cause a progression of dementia and Alzheimer's. So you want to make sure she stays off of those things, because those metals can accumulate in the body and it can cause, you know, quite a bit of issues with what she's dealing with. But I'm sorry she's going through that process, and I know it's hard for you. You can't be with them every moment of the day to be able to police, if you will, what's going on with their care. And, you know, the bleeding in the toes or bleeding in the feet, You know, that could be something simple. It could be anemia. It could be her platelet count is off. And, you know, there's several things that could be. I'd have to see your blood work to really go into those numbers and discuss that. But, you know, gosh, just make sure that they're really keeping an eye on her and maybe make some more visits to her, you know, outside of the normal, just to make sure they're staying on top of things they need to be doing. It's just, this is a tough place to be in. But nutrition for her is going to be everything. Make sure she gets all the things that she needs through that feeding tube. Get them all the resources. Don't count on them to get anything for you. You will need to be the one to take responsibility for her health. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Jesus. Hi, Jesus. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey, hi. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a minor problem. I've got checked. I got thigh problems. I'm a truck driver, and I was climbing up my steps, hanging on my rail there, and I slipped and banged my thigh there. Well, now it's gotten to a point where I could walk a mile or two, not bother me. It's just when I stand still, it got slight pain, pressure, and then all of a sudden it climbs down my leg and all the way down my toes, and it goes numb. I'm just trying to figure out what I could do or, you know, to help it out, to quit it hurting.
All right, so you banged, you fell, you said, and you hit your leg or bumped your thigh. Is that what happened?
Yeah, my thigh.
You bumped your thigh. Created kind of a knot, right? So it had a little knot in it, but the pain now goes from your thigh all the way down your leg, down the side of your leg, and into your foot or your big toe?
All the way down to all my toes in the bottom. If I let it go, my whole leg goes completely numb.
Okay, and this happened how long ago?
I'll give it about 5 years ago, but the first year it happened, it didn't bother me or nothing. It just progressively got worse and worse up to now, the point now where, you know, like I said, it gets achy pains, and it'll walk down my leg all the way down to my toes and completely goes numb.
Okay.
I've had x-rays, MRIs done. I had gun specialists. They haven't seen nothing wrong with it. They checked the bones, and they tell me I got arthritis set in for my age. It's normal, but they cannot find nothing else.
What you've got going on is you've got what happened is, you see, remember, there's three sides to the health triangle. So there's the mental side. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. There's the chemical side, which is how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells, how the human physiology works, and if there's any nutritional deficiencies. That's all the chemical side. And then there's the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, and how well they function in the body. Now, when you had the injury and you hit your leg or your thigh, what happened is you probably affected not just your leg, but you could have thrown your lower back out just by the impact of hitting the leg. It could have jarred your tailbone and shifted it out of place. It also could have shifted some of the lower back muscle, the lower back bones called the lumbar part of the spine. And those could have gotten moved out of place as well. Now, the nerves come out of the lower back area and around the tailbone, and they come out, they go down through the leg, all the way down to the lower part of the leg and into the foot. Some nerves go into the top of the foot, some nerves go into the bottom. However, if there's an issue with the nerves in that lower back where you kind of knocked yourself, or you want to make sure, especially after 5 years, you want to make sure that the bones go back where they need to be, because over time, if bones are out of position in the spinal column, then you can have degeneration between the bones into the disc. And if that degenerates, it's very hard to get things back where they need to be. So you want to make sure things are in alignment. And just by the fact that you're dealing with that neuropathy going all the way down your leg into your foot and it going numb, that, my friend, tells me, ace in the hole, that you got a neurological condition. But the good news is that typically that can be corrected. So if you'll get with one of those physicians, they'll be able to run the appropriate tests and do the appropriate therapies to get you back where you need to be. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. You can check in with me, 888-283-7272. Diagnosing hope, one caller at a time.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
And talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, give me a call. 888-283-7272. Our scripture for the day comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose." Very important and very, very true. Let's go to Doug. Doug, hi. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi. First of all, thanks for taking my call here.
Yes, sir.
The deal is I'm 57 years old, and I just started working out and eating right thanks to you. It's been 9 weeks ago. I was 276, and now I'm down to 241.
Man, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you, sir. And but what I'm concerned with, heart troubles run in my family. My father had it, my uncle and my grandfather. And like I said, I'm eating well. I'm gonna get your book this weekend, by the way, and really dive into this thing. But
okay.
I'm eating well. I go to the gym every day, and every morning I get up and I head right there. If I don't do that, I walk 45 minutes. But what I've been doing for the last week or so, I go to the gym and I go on the treadmill for about 30 minutes pretty hard, and then I do my lifting, and then I go home and don't do anything the next day. But now what I'm wanting to do is up my cardio like an hour a day, and I wanted to see if you thought that might be too much.
I do, and I don't think there's a reason really. There doesn't need to be a reason for you to do that. And another thing is, don't worry about your genetic makeup, meaning grandma had it, grandpa had it, dad had it, I'm going to have it. Don't fall into that trap of believing the hype. Genetics play a role. They only play about 15 to 20% of that. And you don't want to do too much exercise because too much can actually work against you. So what I would do is you want to do, you know, I would do no more than 30 to 45 minutes tops in any type of workout, whether you're, you know, working out with weights, riding a bike, you know, walking the treadmill, doing the elliptical machine in the gym, whatever it is that you're doing. You don't have to do it that long. 30 to 45 minutes is all the body needs. At 46 minutes, cortisol levels go through the roof, and you'll actually begin to burn up muscle tissue and store body fat, which is the opposite, I think, of what we're all, you know, working on. So that's definitely not a good thing. And for good heart health, you know, just dive into my book, Empowering Your Health, get into it, and you'll start seeing things like the anti-inflammatory diet that gives you the good foundation. You know, you're already losing weight, so that's great. And you also want to look at CoQ10. CoQ10 at about 100 milligrams a day, unbelievable for supporting your heart health. But don't get in your mind you know, already that, you know, because other people in your family had something, it means that you are. Because you're already setting yourself up. If you start focusing on things like that, you know, that, you know, what you think about typically will come around. So that's what you need to be focused on. Focus on just getting your health in order. And the rest of it will take care of itself. Does that make sense? Okay.
Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Let's go to Leonard. Hi, Leonard. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes. Hi, doctor. I have a little problem, but I'm glad to hear you. I've been listening to you as I was driving along in the car.
Oh,
and I
good.
Had
call,
but great my cell phone
you.
Ran out.
All right.
So, but I'm glad that you're taking my call. But
yes,
what
sir.
It is, I had a triple bypass, okay, in 06. And I was listening to one of your conversation about another man calling in about his wife. And the way my wife sleeps, and I was listening to what you said, it looked like you was talking to me. Because ever since I had my heart attack and I had to have the triple bypass, my wife don't sleep that great. She sleep about 2 or 3 hours, then she's up, then she'll go back to sleep, then she's up. And I was listening to you, you were saying about it was probably stress that was on her from carrying the load of the financial situation here in my home.
That's right.
Because ever since I had the heart attack, I haven't been able to work back yet. And I'm just now getting, you know, pretty much back sort of good. But I stay, my chest stays congested a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be coughing a whole lot. And I didn't catch the name of that herb that you told the young man to get for his wife to make her rest better. So it was in the mind because she was having so much stress.
Yeah,
and
a lot of times
that I stay congested and I don't have no energy.
All right, well, yours, there are two different things. For your wife, to help her sleep and handle stress better, she can take phosphatidylcholine before she goes to bed. You can pick that up at a health food store. What that does is it raises acetylcholine up to normal levels. It'll help her get into a deep sleep. That's a brain chemical that will help her out to get better rest. She can also do 5-hydroxytryptophan when she goes to bed, but make sure she's following the anti-inflammatory diet, which is something you need to do as well to help get rid of the congestion. Most congestion, when it's in more of a chronic state, has to do with candida or yeast in the digestive tract. You'll want to do my Super Cleanse. That's in my book, Empowering Your Health, as well. And after you do the Super Cleanse, move on to the anti-inflammatory diet and get started with that. That'll help clear out the inflammation. Ionic Silver will help you tremendously through this process, and hydrochloric acid, 2 tablets with each meal. Thanks for the call.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.